Ranch at 820 South 21st Street with a report that you can make some money with a chicken, and that sounds like Tyson Foods.
Yeah, they reported numbers Friday afternoon that were just incredibly good, and I realize this may be old news to some people, but when you dissect what Donnie Smith and the other executives had to say, it's kind of interesting. They reported numbers that were just blow-away numbers, so much better than anybody expected, but there were kind of some ominous warnings in there for those of us that are consumers. One of the things that they said was that domestic food inflation, quote, will likely overtake U.S. government forecasts as crop and animal feed prices continue to rise. And Tyson goes on to say that their own cost, their own feed cost, they expect them to climb an additional $500 million this year. They've taken steps to try to address that through, they say, productivity gains, hedging, and strengthening export demand. When you look at their numbers individually, profit was up 86% in the first quarter. The new CEO, Donnie Smith, says that they've cut $600 million in annual costs since 2008, expect to cut another $200 million in costs this year, and that puts them in a strong position to deal with their rising raw material costs that they have. They showed improved results in all segments. Everyone forgets, they seem to forget, that they're not just a chicken company. They're the largest protein company in the world. They saw strong demand in all segments, including chicken, beef, and pork. I thought this was interesting that the average price of chicken actually fell 1%, but it was offset by a 16% increase in beef and a 24% increase in pork prices. So kind of tells you what's coming down the pike if you're a consumer. And speaking of prices increasing, one of the things that's important to our economy in Fort Smith and the listening area is copper. Of course, it's one of the main ingredients used at Baldor. It's also a significant component at Ream and other places here. Copper hit an all-time record high, as other things are also rising. It's going to be kind of a light week in terms of economic data. We do get a number late this afternoon, about 2 o'clock, on consumer credit. That'll give us some insight into what the consumer's doing, but not a lot going on this week. Thursday, of course, we get unemployment claims, which we talk about every Thursday. And speaking of that, everyone's still scratching their head and trying to figure out what the numbers meant on Friday, because we were expecting this strong employment report, a significant number of jobs created, non-farm payrolls created, and it came in at a very light 40-something thousand. Everyone seems to have thought about this over the weekend. Now they're blaming it on the weather. And I don't know whether you can really prove cause and effect, but I guess one excuse is as good as another. We also get some earnings this week from some significant companies. We get Walt Disney, Cisco Systems, Coca-Cola, and Kraft. And, of course, Kraft is one of those companies that we also, when we look at their numbers, we like to see what's happening to their input costs, because they know they make some of the things that sustain life, like they make Velveeta cheese, for example.
Well, retail sales around here are down just due to the bad weather, people not able to get out, and that's going to affect some of the income to the state and local governments.
Oh, sure it will. You know, sales tax is a lifeblood for many budgets, and and some of that demand that, you know, some of the consumption that didn't happen because of the weather, it's not like that it'll be made up when the weather improves, because we all know there's some impulse spending and other things that go on, and some of those sales numbers will just never be recaptured.
John, when you look at the inflation rate that we're looking at, your column this past weekend, the Times Record, devoted a lot of information about Social Security and how to really save it. But those people on Social Security, they didn't get an increase last year or this year, and they're still having to handle these food costs going up and also gasoline.
Yeah, and on top of that, of course, many of them have offset their income over the years with interest from their CDs or their, you know, other, quote, conservative investments. We know that CD rates and treasuries are next to nothing either, so they're getting hit all three ways: the rising cost and no increase on Social Security, and now virtually no interest income.